Namu Guru Ergen Sangrachita. Over the last few months, I've had the great privilege to be able to read to Bante Ergen Sangrachita in the later part of the evenings. He had wanted to go through a new translation of the 100,000 songs by the great Tibetan yogi Milarepa. And at the end of each reading, Bante would sit for a while in silence, with his eyes closed, sometimes with his fingertips lightly touching in that characteristic gesture of his, in what always felt to me like a deeply absorbed, even meditative state. In fact, on Bante's final night in the annex, when I was helping him to get ready for bed, he suddenly turned to me, and I must admit he surprised me. He's wont to do that. By saying, "Well, you do remember the connection I have with Milarepa." And whether I looked a bit confused or sounded confused, he quickly added, "I've written about this in my memoirs." Of course. He was referring to the first volume of his memoirs that we know as The Rainbow Road. I'm ashamed to say that at the time I couldn't recall the exact detail of that particular passage. So as you can imagine, before bed, I reread it. It's probably been about three times I've read it. And realized that actually it recorded Bante's very first encounter with the life of Milarepa and the 100,000 songs at the age of 21. When he had been posted to Singapore during the war. In his memoirs, he singles out one particular song that obviously made a very deep impression. He talks about, and I quote, being especially moved by the song in which Milarepa, the Tibetan poet saint, hails his broken pot as his guru, because it has taught him the law of impermanence. Reading the life of Milarepa, Bante, in another very moving passage, then goes on to say, and I quote, "My hair stood on end and tears came into my eyes. If I had any doubts about the nature of my vocation, they were now dispelled. And from that time onwards, I lived only for the day when I would be free to follow to the end the path that seemed had been in reality mine from the beginning." The following day, as we were waiting for the ambulance, the day he was taken to hospital, the day before he died, he again asked me to read for him the 100,000 songs. Of course, we didn't have time to finish. So I would like to dedicate this song of realization, the song of transience with eight similes, from Tibet's great yogi to our own precious teacher, Ergen Sangrachita, who in many ways has given us so much. The song of transience and eight similes. Faithful disciples here assembled, ask yourselves, have I practiced Dharma with great earnestness? Has the deepest faith arisen in my heart? He who wants to practice Dharma and gain non-regressive faith should listen to this explanation of the mundane truths and ponder well their meaning. Listen to these parables and metaphors. A painting in gold, flowers of turquoise blue, floods in the vale above, rice in the vale below, abundance of silk, a jewel of value, the crescent moon, and a precious sun. These are the eight similes. The gold painting fades when it is completed. This shows the illusory nature of all beings. This proves the transient nature of all things. Think, then you will practice the Dharma. The lovely flowers of turquoise blue are destroyed in time by frost. This shows the illusory nature of all beings. This proves the transient nature of all things. Think, then you will practice the Dharma. The flood sweeps strongly down the vale above, soon becoming weak and tame in the plains below. This shows the illusory nature of all beings. This proves the transient nature of all things. Think, then you will practice the Dharma. Rice grows in the vale below. Soon with a sickle it is reaped. This shows the illusory nature of all beings. This proves the transient nature of all things. Think, then you will practice the Dharma. Elegant silken cloth, soon with a knife is cut. This shows the illusory nature of all beings. This proves the transient nature of all things. Think, then you will practice the Dharma. This precious jewel that you cherish will soon belong to others. This shows the illusory nature of all beings. This proves the transient nature of all things. Think, then you will practice Dharma. The pale moonbeams soon will fade and vanish. This shows the illusory nature of all beings. This proves the transient nature of all things. Think, and you will practice Dharma. A precious son is born. Soon he is lost and gone. This shows the illusory nature of all beings. This proves the transient nature of all things. Think, then you will practice Dharma. These are the 8 similes I sing. I hope you will remember and practice them. Affairs and business will drag on forever, so lay them down and practice now the Dharma. If you think tomorrow is the time to practice, suddenly you find that life has slipped away. Who can tell when death will come? Ever think of this. Devote yourselves to Dharma practice.